Good afternoon from a cold and wet Johannesburg. This is the MoneyWeb at Midday Show, and I'm Warren Thompson. It's been another interesting day for Steinhoff following the 10% collapse in the share price yesterday. That followed the announcement regarding its financial statements that said it would be unaudited. The share price was over 1% weaker just now, and we'll be getting our market commentators' thoughts on those developments today. That will be Joseph Buscher in just a few minutes. But first we'll get going with, after the news bulletin, with an interview with the co-CEO of African Rainbow Capital, Johan van der Merwe, following the company providing an update on its investments for the period up to the end of November. So let's begin with the market headlines today. Sappi announced it would be acquiring CPG, which comprises two specialty paper mills based in Italy and a digital imaging business in Switzerland, for 146.5 million Swiss francs, equivalent to around 2 billion rand. Sappi said, and I quote, "This transaction represents an opportunity to grow Sappi's specialty and packaging papers business by acquiring a producer of coated specialty papers used in a variety of applications, including industrial goods, consumer goods, and digital imaging." Sappi's share price is 1.4% lower at 94.48. South32 provided a strategy and business update, which saw CEO Graham Kerr reaffirm the financial year 2018 production guidance. The company says that it has reduced controllable costs by $700 million and sustaining capital expenditure by $200 million over the last 2 years. The company will continue to strategically pursue more exposure to base metals going forward, and part of this, as previously disclosed, will see its South African coal operations being formed as a standalone business, with the potential for a listing on the JSE next year. South32's share price is 2.3% higher at 34 rand a share. African Rainbow Capital provided an investment update today which indicated that since its listing, the company has deployed 2.3 billion rands worth of capital, taking the fund's invested net asset value to approximately 6.6 billion. African Rainbow Capital's share price is unchanged at 7 rand 80 a share. That's your news bulletin. When we come back, we will be talking to African Rainbow Capital co-CEO Johan van der Merwe. All right, you're back. We're going to take a little, make a little bit of a change at the moment. We can't seem to be getting a hold of Johan. He's apparently in the car on the way somewhere. We will be having a chat first to our market commentator, J.M. Buscher. But let's have a look in and see how the markets are performing today. The JSE All Share is down 1.1%. Trade at 58,904 points. That's being led by losses in the industrial sector, which is down 1.63%. The top 40, which is down, the top 40 is down 1.35%. And really, gold mining making big losses, down 2.26%. Resources also trading lower at 1.75% weaker. Just the financials in the green at the moment, up 0.25%. And having a look at the developments on the currency front, the rand has strengthened markedly today. I think as initial, those final results from the provincial elective conferences held by each of the provinces seem to indicate that Cyril Ramaphosa is leading quite comfortably, but certainly Justice Malala believes that the race is much, much closer than that. Down to a couple of votes when you take into account all the delegates that are going to be sent to that conference. So the rand still buying that story that Ramaphosa is far in the lead, trading at 13.53 to the dollar. It's up 1% against the pound. It's 2% stronger at 18.10, and against the euro, almost 2% stronger at 16.03. Gold today is trading at $1,275 an ounce. Platinum is 1.5% weaker at $923 an ounce, and palladium is 2% weaker at $998 an ounce. We're just going to see now if we can get hold of Johan. We're just still waiting to see there. Let's just go and have a look at what developed with respect to the update provided by African Rainbow Capital there. So it's effectively the company saying that it had subscribed for more shares. Hi, Johan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Warren?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, man. Sorry, we were just battling to get a hold of you there. We've just read out the developments there. Essentially, that you have deployed around 2.3 billion rands worth of your capital since you listed. I think that was in September, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Just take us through where that money has been spent, Johan. Obviously, notably, the biggest investment was that you subscribed for additional shares in Rain.
Yes, that's right. That was already on the cost, and I think in our pre-listing statement we said that money has already been committed, but obviously not paid out yet. So around about just over a billion was spent in making the second payment for Rain, in which we took a 20% stake. I think some of the good news that's come out since then is that Willem Roos from OutSurance, who was one of the founding members of OutSurance, has agreed to become the CEO of the retail strategy on that side. So he's leading OutSurance and committing to Rain. So that's been very good for us. Obviously, he's done his homework and he sees the upside in that as well. The other acquisition was in the Bluestead Group of companies for about 500 million. Whipholders is already a 25% shareholder there. We're becoming another 25%, and from basically no empowerment in that services value chain, they've gone to over 50%. So I think that's going to make a big difference. We really like, we've actually known this business for a long time, having been part of Sanlam and Santam specifically on the short-term insurance side, and they've been around for quite a while, but they've really upped their game. In the last, say, 3-4 years in terms of systems, in terms of, understanding the value chain and adding value to the short-term insurer. So I think all in all, it's going to be very good. We also bought a few more shares in Alexander Forbes, so much so that, all in all, we're probably close to a 20% stake in Alexander Forbes. We still see Alexander Forbes as an excellent brand name. They've done an excellent service to South Africa financial services over the years, and we believe that it can be a very important cog in the financial services strategy of African Rainbow Capital as well.
Great.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. A small investment that you made there was the 93 million rand you put into the Last Mile Fund. I understand Bernard Swanepoel is running that. Just give us a little bit of flavor, Johan, what the investment thesis is there.
Yeah, so it's basically a three-pronged approach there. I mean, it's the Last Mile Fund basically means that, the one leg says that, many of these projects, they go a long way, and then they need that last little bit of money. And, it's always how long is a piece of string. People start to lose a little bit of heart. They've put in so much money, and they want to start sharing the risk. And, Bernard, we can't think of a better guy understanding the mining and finance, et cetera, to be our partner in this. And he understands that and can become not only a shareholder, but also an advisor in many of these in these circumstances. Even if they recommission plants, etc., I think Bernard knows, all of South Africa and where the mines are and how they operate, etc. But we've got two other legs there as well. The one is just plain empowerment with not only the new mining charter, but even the old mining charter. You need empowerment, and I think that we can be a credible empowerment partner and also add value through Bernard, and Sipin Kosi is also helping us. He's the ex-CEO of Exxaro. And then the last one is within the mining industry. There are a lot of suppliers, and the mines get very strict on the empowerment credentials of those suppliers, and that we can actually make investments in those suppliers to the mining industry as well. That's why I say it's basically a three-legged approach. It's only been a 93 million investment, but we've committed 400 million to the strategy. Let's call it as a first step. And, Burnett is raising another $400 million on the back of that. And, all indications look very good at this point in time.
All right, great. We're going to have to leave it there. But one last question. When do you expect to announce results?
Yeah, probably, I think about February next year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
We'll probably announce results, yeah.
Right, well, all the best, and we'll be keen to touch base with you then, Johan.
Okay, thank you very much, Warren.
Thank you very much. That was Johan van der Merwe, the co-CEO of African Rainbow Capital. All right, it's time just to touch base with our market commentator. With any luck, Joseph's on the line. Are you there, Joseph?
And to the listeners of OneWeb.
Great to have you with us there. I don't know if you caught any of that interview with Johan van der Merwe, but have you been persuaded to buy shares in African Rainbow Capital?
Well, certainly African Rainbow Capital in the resource end is very much more diversified now. It has started picking up a little bit after the long suffering that took its share price to about 40 rand per share in 2016. So the earnings are coming up. You can see that the earnings momentum certainly is now outstripping the price momentum. Hence, you have seen the uptick in the share. So if you look in terms of momentum over the past 12 months, your moving average is about 24% from a price perspective. And I think all the things they're doing certainly would ensure that the share or the investors to some extent will be able to recoup some of their investments in the medium to long term.
All right, great. Sorry, I was actually referring to the newer vehicle there, the African Rainbow Capital,
one with Johan, the one they just formed.
Yes.
So certainly, I think this is really almost in response to what some of these the great guys in Stellenbosch are doing in terms of putting together investment holding companies, which would then deploy money into different investment vehicles. So I think they had about 8.5 billion they were trying to, cash power. They wanted to invest in agriculture, mining, and so on. They have gone into short-term insurance, into mining, into telecoms through a business called Rain. I didn't catch what Mr. Johan was saying, but certainly I'm aware of, I think, the big financial service business also Mr. Motsepe wants to build within the Africa Rainbow Capital. So if you look in terms of the management, Ms. van der Merwe and his team, they've got the experience. They've got the experience from the financial sector perspective. They've got the market knowledge and certainly the networks to be able to create something. I think, the guys at Remgro, PSG, have done.
Right, great. Joseph, well, I really wanted to ask you about the Steinhoff story. Obviously, you would have seen that update yesterday in which they said that their annual results will not be audited because of some of those issues they've been dealing with. But broadly around the investment thesis or the investment story at Steinhoff, has it been one that's been coherent and tangible to you? Outside of what we've seen in the last few days, I mean, do you understand the strategy that's being put together and that is playing out there?
No, certainly, I think investors might not be really aware of what they're trying to do. So Steinhoff, which is one of obviously a very big and broad covering Africa retailer, they went to have their primary listings in German Frankfurt, and since then they've been accused of a little bit of corporate governance issues with regards to taxation and so on, and that hasn't done the share price a favor. And this is really after they've done massive acquisition globally, in particular in Europe, and that certainly would have pushed their income to about 61% being derived from Europe. And what things they've done, is obviously to have the thing of Africa retail, what we call STAR, and that stripped out almost most of their African assets into it. And what do investors have after that? Certainly, obviously, the exposure mainly to Europe. So investors are saying, we don't understand, obviously, what is happening. There might be more problems in there. And hence, if they're facing regulatory issues and taxation issues in Europe, standoff itself might then give problems. Hence the 10% down price yesterday, given the fact that they're saying now the financial results, we're going to release them on schedule, but they're not audited. And the issue is, this is a listed company. Why are the financials not audited?
Right, sure. For you, does that mean it's a buying opportunity?
We had kind of hold to add. We saw the upside being about 15%. We thought it could climb back to about 73. That's our target price. So since then, month end, it has moved from about 61 rand to about 50 rand. And I think today it's a little bit down again. So certainly I think it does. In the long term, it does. But it needs to be able to provide clarity and solve these problems quickly. We had few companies in South African companies that had gone global that had been caught in the regulatory compliance issue like MTN. So MTN, when they were in Nigeria, it was trading about 210 and it's betting to break 130 rand per share. So it can be a very long wait. But in the long term, I think if they address all these issues, Steinhoff should be a good stock to have on your portfolio.
All right, great. We'll have to leave it there, Joseph. But thank you very much for your insight.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
That was Joseph Buscher from JM Investments. Yes, and that's a wrap for the show today. Hopefully that rain will continue to push down towards the Cape, but we will be back at the same time tomorrow. Cheers for now.